Sectarian violence flares again in northern Nigeria. A new media merger expands outreach into Turkey. And a school without walls trains new church leaders in the former Soviet Union. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigeria is trying to keep sectarian violence from spreading in its northern states. Clashes with Taliban-styled militants claimed over 300 lives in the last 4 days. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says,
it raises the level of tension between tribes and particularly the two main religions in Nigeria, Christians and Muslims.
Religious violence in Jos 7 months ago hit the area where their team works, and there are concerns that it will hit again.
Extremism has always a tendency to seed itself, and then violence asks for counter-violence. And that's what we've seen around Jos, where CWRC is quite active, and a number of its sister agencies.
Pray that ministry will continue to move forward.
It is our prayer that the Spirit will work both in Christians and in the Muslim people to go away from violence, and that God may be found.
Also in Nigeria, churches seem to be a target in the violent Boko Haram attacks. According to Open Doors USA, since the attacks started, at least 6 churches have been destroyed in 4 different states. Christians in the state of Bauchi fled to police barracks for refuge from the attacks, but some were still injured by machetes. Many of the believers fear for their lives. Pray for their boldness, for the protection of these Christians, and for a peaceful end to the situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to North Africa and the Middle East, is expanding their ministry's outreach by adding Turk-7 to their network. Based in Istanbul, the station currently has 28 partners, half of them local. Sat-7's been helping them since February of 2006 with funding and advice. Turk-7's excited about the merger and eventually moving forward to a 24-hour channel, which will allow them to reach even more of the 70 million people living in Turkey with the hope of Christ. The station hopes to be fully merged by January of 2010. Meanwhile, God is raising up a new generation of Christian leaders in the former Soviet Union. Sergei Rahuba of Russian Ministry says Schools Without Walls is training the next generation of evangelical leaders.
That one of the ladies, Natasha, who came to know Christ 2 years ago in one of the youth camps that Russian Ministry supports, I saw her as a leader of this camp, and she was in charge of the whole thing. She was in charge of training younger people how to lead all those activities. She was one of the spiritual leaders there at the camp.
Natasha is just one of 2,200 students in the School Without Walls.
We really hope that in a few years, this evangelical movement will get re-energized because of this next generation of evangelical leaders trained through School Without Walls.
Pray God will direct the steps of Christian youth as they prepare to fulfill the role as leaders in the church and in evangelism. And church planters in Ghana often faced resistance to the gospel, but they find ways to live what they preach. IN Network's Rodi Rodehaver shares the story of one of their team members, Prosper Kumato. He helped to build a church, and the village leaders burned it down, but he didn't give up. Instead, the church members got together and cleaned up the garbage that was scattered all over that village.
After that, the elders came to Prosper and said, "We see that you want what's good for our village, so we will allow you to build another church." Now we have a very prosperous church.
IN Network shares more of his story and others like it on their DVD, The Seeds of Life. It's a resource that'll help you better pray for the work of IN Network's church planters.
We need to pray that God would protect them, that God would keep them from being discouraged, and then that God would, through His Spirit, call people to Himself.
More details can be found on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.